Commentator Ed Cullen lives in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, not far from a university that boasts more than 30,000 students. Many are gone for the summer now, and that suits Cullen just fine.
I live near Louisiana State University, where students in recent years have moved into houses their parents bought for them in residential neighborhoods. There are subtle signs of the new demographic, like the word spray painted on a garage where an elderly man once kept an elderly car. "Free beer tomorrow," promised the crudely formed letters. I'm pretty sure the old guy is parking his car somewhere else these days. There always have been a house or two on our street where college students, usually grad students, lived. But these nights, my street rings with the noise of car doors slamming at 2 a.m., the chirp-chirp of car alarms, and the, wait for it, blam, of front doors closing. Some of the parents who bought houses on my street for their children told me to call or email if there are any problems. A search of the internet tells me that this problem exists in other college towns. On the mornings that garbage is picked up, the party house crew will be sleeping in. That explains the smelly garbage warehoused under the carport. Young people bright enough to get into college can learn when to put the garbage out and how to recycle. Some of my student neighbors think they are recycling when they let free newspapers, beverage cans, and plastic bottles mulch into astroturf on unmowed lawns. Some of us have been through the teen years and the college years with our own children. We see no reason to go through that again. Why don't our hopes for the future take a few minutes to read the recycling instructions before attempting to recycle couches, kicked-in doors, and shattered sheetrock? Why doesn't it occur to tomorrow's leaders that 14 cars parked in front of a small house for a party that goes into the wee hours isn't the norm for a street like the one they grew up on? Why don't they get it the first three times the police are called? One of my neighbors, who reared two children of his own, went to the student house next door the other night to point out that it was 3 a.m., time for the oversized children yelling in the front yard to be put to bed. I recall wistfully the previous owners of the party house, a young couple whose infant daughter was taking her first steps when the family moved to Houston. We were sorry to see them go, little knowing how sorry we were going to be when the new people moved in. I have learned a negotiation trick with college students who weren't reared right. I don't bother talking to them at 3 a.m. I wait until they've been asleep a few hours. On my way to work, I knock on their door until a pair of bloodshot eyes appears through the door's one-inch opening. "Good morning," I say. "Let's talk about that noise last night." There are other students on the street who conduct themselves the way they do when they're at their parents' other houses. We have a name for these people. We call them neighbors.
Ed Cullen is a columnist at the Baton Rouge Sunday Advocate and author of Letter in a Woodpile.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.